In this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to be talking about a brilliant sales lesson from four rock stars. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 50,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. This week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our 2022 sales program. I'm going to be talking about it at the end of the podcast, but you're welcome to check it out now by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/get started. And speaking of getting started, I think we should get right down to business. So there was a really interesting documentary that was on. It actually aired on Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and again the day after, and then the final chapter or episode, if you will, it was in three parts, was, you know, on day three. So it was 3 days or, you know, three episodes worth of this. And it was called Get Back. And it was a very interesting documentary about the Beatles. Now, right about now, you might be thinking, all right, I'm out, not a Beatle fan. You don't have to be, because the lesson that we're going to pull from this, it really isn't a musical lesson. It's a life lesson, and I believe you can benefit by hanging in there with me today. So in this documentary, I remember when the surviving members of the Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, were talking about doing this documentary. I'm thinking it had to be at least 3 to 5 years ago. Maybe it was 2 to 3 years ago, whatever. And they had always felt that the original documentary, which had been done back, they filmed it in 1969. They released it under the title of Let It Be. Probably, I believe it was 1970. I was a youngin' back then, folks. I don't remember. I was like 5 years old, so I don't remember a whole hell of a lot. But when they were looking back on the original documentary, they always felt that it didn't necessarily depict the events the way they remembered it. Really, what they chose to focus on in the original documentary was a band that was bickering and a lot of tension. They showed all these scenes with John Lennon, who was more concerned, you know, consumed, if you will, with his girl than with rehearsing. It really focused, and my main takeaway anyway, was the focus was a band that was breaking up. A lot of negativity. Yes, there was some really good music in it, but there was just a lot of focus on all the other stuff. So they knew that there was all this film footage from when they were filming this. And they said, surely this could be presented in a different light, other than that negativity and the bickering and you know, one of the members of the band consumed more with this girl than the music and all that. So they decided to go through, I think it was like 160 hours of both film and audio that they had, and just, you know, see if they can present it in a different light. And they did. But here's the funny thing. When I watched this documentary, what you saw instead was you saw, you know, the fun and the laughs. Yes, you saw some minor bickering, but you also saw some absolutely genius moments where some of the songs that, if you know the band, you could actually see the moment where, like, Paul McCartney, for example, was coming up with the idea for that song, Get Back. And he's just kind of messing around on the bass, and he doesn't know words yet, and he's just kind of, you know, like singing nonsense lyrics. They're focusing on that shit and focusing on the creative process. But again, here's the funny thing, and this is going to be part of our lesson today, because we're going to move this over into business and in life and in sales in a moment. But one last thing about the Beatles and this documentary. They presented a very different focus, but yet it was the same series of events. And I believe that life is very much the same way. I mean, you know, if you change the focus, it can make all the difference. Don't you agree? Tony Robbins touched on this many, many years ago when he put out his Personal Power program. I remember going through that program. It had to be. I mean, I went through it multiple times. I went through it the first time, I want to say it was like 1991. And I had a lot of takeaways. But one of the things he was talking about when he was talking about changing your focus, he had you imagine a scenario where you're at a party and you choose to video what's going on at the party. And this isn't the exact example he gave, but this will give you the gist of his message. But imagine now you chose to focus in on two people that were having a really cool conversation. And there was a lot of people there, though, and there was a lot of other things going on. So do those two people that you chose to focus in on represent the entire party? Of course not. It was what you chose to focus on. I mean, there could have been two people hooking up. There could have been somebody, you know, talking politics and just, you know, pissing people off. There could have been two people arguing. Could have been a fist fight. I mean, hell, if it was one of my parties, there's probably three or four fist fights. Who knows? And some of them had me in it. But I'm getting too old for this shit. But you guys get the idea. But his whole point was, it's really what you focus on in life. It could be the same event, but a different focus. Your focus is going to determine what you take from that. And you are the interpreter, if you think about it, of your life's events. You're the only one who can attach the meaning that means most to you, to those events, right? So let's kind of bring this now into sales. Let's take cold calling, everybody's favorite thing, right? Hopefully you can pick up the sarcasm. You could have a day of cold calling. And let's just say throughout the day, there was lots of things going on with the cold calling, man. You had situations, probably a lot, where you got voicemail. Some you left voicemails, other times you didn't. Maybe you called back a little later instead of leaving a voicemail. I mean, hopefully throughout the day you had a few conversations. And for the most part, the conversations might have been thanks but no thanks. Hey, you might have had a conversation, oh my gosh, you know, we really need this. What do you have the place bugged? How did you know we need this? Yeah, get your ass in here. Let's talk. Hey, like one of our favorite questions in sales, and you know that they're ready to roll. And they're like, yeah, how quick could you think you could set this up? You know, people ask, how quick do you think you can get in here with the training program? You know they're not asking that question if they're not really, really interested, right? So you have all that kind of shit going on throughout the day. But then you get the one asshole. But here's my question to you. If throughout the day you had all this other stuff happening, voicemails, you had conversations, some of them were thanks but no thanks, other ones might have been really good with it. Hey, get in here, we want to talk to you about your solution, but you get one asshole. Why is it that we focus on the asshole, right? I mean, seriously, couldn't we take those events and choose not to focus on that and say, all right, well, you know, we've got one shithead here, one person who's possessed, I don't know, maybe somebody's so stupid his parents were brother and sister, I don't know. You know, next, right? I mean, like, why would we choose to focus on the fact that they are, in fact, an asshole? That takes a lot of energy and time. And in many cases, it doesn't make you feel like picking up the phone again. But see, we don't just stop there. We focus so much on it. We got to go tell our coworkers, I can't believe it. I had this asshole. And you know what they said? And you know what I said? And it's just kind of nutty. Let's take one-on-ones with your boss. You could have a good interaction, a good one-on-one with the boss. You're getting good feedback. But then you get one piece of constructive feedback, and right away, you just start thinking the worst. Ah, I suck. Or maybe like you choose to say, yeah, he's being a dick today. You know, the boss is being a dick. You know, I don't know what their problem is. I mean, I don't know. They're so uptight. And you're choosing to focus on that instead of the fact that you just had a good one-on-one. You got some great feedback. And why in the heck are you focusing on, you know, when you take that constructive feedback, why are you focusing on that, you know, the fact that, oh, then I must suck, or the fact that maybe your boss is a dick? Instead, how about focusing on the lesson, right? I mean, that's the most important part of all these interactions that we have in life. In fact, many years ago, it was once explained to me like this. And when I say explained to me, I read it. I don't want to lie. Like, the person came over and said, hey, Paulie, let me tell you how this goes. Right? Pull up a chair. Now, it was, I read it. I don't think that sounds as good as it was explained to me. So it was explained to me like this. In every situation in life, you have the yes, meaning that, hey, it worked out, right? Maybe in some cases it worked out better than you thought. You have the no. Well, you didn't get the answer you were looking for. You didn't get the outcome that you hoped for. But whether it's the yes or whether it's the no, it's kind of irrelevant, because the most important part, you ready for this, is the lesson. So maybe sometimes instead of focusing on the yes or the no or the packaging, right? Like, how dare they have an attitude when they talk to us in our 1,000-ton email egos. What the hell is wrong with me? Why did I say email? That I'm not even going to edit that out, because I want you to realize how stupid that was that I said that. And it's, I can't blame it on anything. I'm not drinking or anything. Didn't even have any codeine in my damn cough syrup. So I don't know. I guess I should just move on. But why do we focus on the wrong shit? Right? But you can have that same event. Instead of getting uptight, instead of beating yourself up, instead of thinking the boss is just an imbecile, how about focusing on the lesson instead? Same events, but you're changing your focus. So I'll give you one last one. How about those deals where you make a mistake? And how dare you show the world that you're human and make a mistake? And instead, you choose, because it is a choice, ladies and gentlemen, to focus on how much you screwed up. Maybe how disappointed you are. But instead of focusing on, I can't believe it, it was so effing stupid. Man, that was dumb for me to do that. Can't believe I made a rookie mistake. That was sales 101. Instead of focusing on all that nonsense, once again, how about focusing? Remember, the key word here is focusing on the lesson. Same series of events, ladies and gentlemen, but we choose to focus on a different part. A different part, just like that documentary that we were talking about. So my message for you this week is simple. Hopefully short and sweet, right? Because we're gonna bail after this, man. I got shit to do. So do you. But I want you to understand, and I really want you to hear me on this. So if you're doing something else, if you're on the treadmill, man, just stop for a minute, man. Pull the damn car over. I want your complete and undivided attention. You ready? I kind of feel like an anchorman. Remember that when he made that announcement? Can I have your attention, please? And he did the freaking cannonball. I have no water here, and if I try to cannonball, I'm going to knock shit over. And then my wife always gets mad when I do dopey shit. And then I'm going to focus on how she called me names. and everything. But my message for you this week is very simple. I want you to understand that you have the power to change what you focus on at any given time. You can change your perspective. Same event, but if you allow yourself just the opportunity to change that camera angle, change the focus, change your perspective. You ready for this? Gives those events in your life and in your business and in sales and with your clients, with your significant other, a completely different meaning. So before you go, very quickly, I just want to just kind of express my hopes that you're going to be joining us for our 2022 sales program, especially if you've been listening to me for a while and you feel that you connect with my message. A lot of you people, I feel like I'm like chewing you guys. A lot of you listen to me. A lot of you effing people out there. No, but seriously, a lot of you guys tell me that I've been riding shotgun with some of you for years because I've been doing this podcast since 2010. And if it's a scenario like that, I've been riding shotgun in your car, been hanging out with you at the gym or in the backyard or in the morning or whatever it is, and you feel you've been connecting with the message, maybe it's time for you to change your focus. Seriously. We've talked about focus, right? And, you know, what you choose to focus on. Maybe you're focusing on, I don't need to have a coach, or nah, I don't need to have sales training. Instead of focusing on the fact, I hope one of the lessons that I've been delivering to you guys is that we're humble students of this. We don't have it figured out. I sure as hell don't. Yeah, maybe it's time to change that focus. Or change the focus from I'm not willing to invest in myself. And, you know, and that, by the way, I have to say this. I've said this before. It's amazing how we allow our focus and our belief system to say it's okay to invest in strange companies through our 401k or if you're in the stock market or whatever. But are you investing in yourself? And this is an opportunity to invest in yourself. And I hope that you'll consider the 2022 sales program. And it's fully customized for your individual needs. I want you to know that this isn't something where we take it off the shelf and say, boy, I hope everyone can use this, right? No, this is going to be customized specifically for you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started. yoursalesplaybook.com/get-started, all one word, all lowercase letters. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.